critical thinking is the most important skill you can have when you're living in a world that seems to have lost its mind. Everyone out there is trying to tell you what to think. I want to teach you how to think. In every episode, I'm exposing the logical fallacies being used by advertisers, politicians, influencers, news outlets, social media memes, and maybe even your own best friend. Warning, listening to this podcast will cause you to see bad thinking everywhere. Welcome to the Filter Through a Brain Cell podcast. Hey, what is up, thinkers? Kathy Gibbons here. All right, let's start off today's episode by reviewing a fallacy we covered earlier this season, the appeal to intuition. Okay, you want to hit pause real quick and see if you can remember what the appeal to intuition is? So the appeal to intuition fallacy happens when someone bases their argument solely on their intuition, or what we sometimes call a gut feeling, rather than on objective evidence or reasoning. So the question to ask yourself if you think you're facing or committing even the appeal to intuition fallacy is this: is it a feeling or a fact? And if you want to review or hear more about the appeal to intuition fallacy, go back and check out episode 156. I want to thank one of the show's sponsors, CTC Math. Math confidence is key throughout education, and CTC Math gets it. Their adaptive online approach gently guides kids through new concepts so that they grow in confidence with each lesson. So you can visit ctcmath.com to learn how you could possibly turn math into a positive experience in your home. All right, so let's dive into today's new fallacy, the appeal to stupidity. Yes, the appeal to stupidity. So the appeal to stupidity happens when someone makes comments that put down logic and reasoning, and then they ask you to believe or do something simply based on their suggestion or on an emotion. Now, this fallacy is much less commonly discussed. It's not a very well known. I wasn't able to find a whole lot about it when I did research. But I actually see this fallacy committed a lot, which is why I wanted to give it its own episode. And in fact, the only person that I've seen talk about this fallacy is a man named Bo Bennett. And he actually wrote a really comprehensive book about fallacies called Logically Fallacious. And I'm pretty sure he's the one who came up with the name Appeal to Stupidity. So shout out to him. Anyways, here's an example of what the appeal to stupidity sounds like. And I'm actually using an example that Mr. Bennett gives in his book. Let's say you're watching a late night infomercial and there's a motivational speaker who comes on and says this: "You know what's wrong with us today? We think too much. We need to act more with our heart and our gut. So today is the first day of the rest of your life. Sign up for my 30-day program now for just $999.99. Okay, do you see the appeal to stupidity? He says, we think too much and we need to act more with our heart and our gut. Basically, he's telling you to turn off your brain, and then he tells you to spend $1,000 on his program. You see the problem there? That is the appeal to stupidity. And obviously, the problem behind this fallacy is that the person that's committing it is literally telling you to make a decision the exact opposite way you should be making a decision. When someone downplays reason and logic, you may want to stop and ask why they're asking you to do that. The chances are they're just trying to get you to make an emotional decision. Here's another example of what this can sound like. And again, I'm using an example from Mr. Bennett. A politician is running for re-election and says this: "The other guy likes to throw statistics and data at us, showing us how much the economy has improved. But data and statistics don't feed our children. You feel it. The economy has gotten worse. Feelings are more important than facts." Okay, do you see the fallacy there? This person is totally throwing all the stats and data out the window and asking you to only pay attention to what you're feeling. So pay attention to the messaging that you're hearing. Because it may be subtle, but this fallacy is pervasive in today's culture. So many people are just asking you to pay attention to how you feel, and they want you to make decisions based on feelings, or they want you to make decisions based on the feelings of others with little regard for the truth or for facts. Don't fall for it. So the question to ask yourself if you think you're facing an appeal to stupidity is very simple. Why don't they want me to think about this? Yeah, that's it. Super simple, right? Why don't they want me to think about this? Okay, y'all, that's it for today. Remember, when you learn how to think, you will no longer fall prey to those who are trying to tell you what they want you to think. And it all starts with asking one simple question: is that really true? I would love to hear from you. Do you have questions about fallacies and cognitive biases? Are you now starting to see and hear them everywhere around you too? Well, send them in. They just might get featured on the podcast. You can email them to me at think@filterthroughabraincell.com, or you can connect with me on Instagram at filterthroughabraincell. And if you want to be notified about when new episodes come out and all the things that we're doing, go to www.filterthroughabraincell.com and sign up to receive email updates. I would love it if you would help us on our mission to teach society how to think well. Please subscribe, leave us a review, and share this podcast with people in your life.